It's the Wealth and Wisdom Podcast, providing you wisdom on investments, taxes, retirement, and other topics that listeners will benefit from, all in hopes of helping you build and enjoying your wealth your way. Here's your host, Michael Loftus of Loftus Wealth Strategies.
Hello, this is Michael Loftus for Wealth and Wisdom TV. Welcome to podcast number 16. First time here, I am a practicing financial advisor. We do podcasts like you're seeing today. Now, they are also available on all major podcasting platforms. Link below. We do market updates. Link below on that one as well. Shorts and other educational videos. So if you like what you hear, please do consider subscribing. So first up, quote of the month. I'm going to retire and live off my savings. What I'll do the second day, I have no idea. From unknown. Maybe there's a reason for that, and I think they needed a plan, which we will talk about a few times today. So, all right, kicking things off. How one overlooked issue can sink your retirement. The possibility of outliving your money. This is the number one reason why we do a financial plan, right? It allows us to gather all the information, Social Security, pensions, investments, cash, properties, you name it, right? Put it into our financial planning software and go out and project into the future, right? And look at all the different things that can occur over that time. So highly recommend it. Link below if you'd like some more information. The relentless creep of inflation, right? I'm recording this March the 7th. Last week when we did our market update, talked about this. We are seeing it. CPI, PPI, and PCE, the Fed's favorite gauge for inflation, continues to go higher, right? We're seeing it everywhere. Here's a look at the commodities index. Again, it is going up. Something we're really looking at. We're looking as we go forward. Yeah, growth is starting to accelerate, but so is inflation. It's going to be more of a stagflation, sticky inflation for quite some time. It also means higher for longer with rates, okay? The expense of a nursing home stay. Absolutely. Talk about our clients all the time with this. We think it's very important to be part of your overall plan. Now, on the screen, I have a snapshot that gives us an idea. I use the zip code for our office in Ponte Vedra, Florida, just to have something different here. And it shows you going back, right, if you have a health aid, $57,000 today, $89,000 in 15 years, assisted living facility, $55,000, $87,000. Let me tell you, though, that is real, real low, okay? Real expenses are in the $10,000 a month minimum that I'm seeing today. So we forecast that out. It is a lot worse. So that is something that is real important. Everybody should look at. There's options out there, life, long-term care options, etc. Not a big believer in long-term care standalone, but there are some other solutions. You can shoot us a message if you have any additional questions. The volatility of the stock market. Well, yeah, we've seen that quite a bit, right? Now, here we are today as I'm looking at the markets at all-time highs. Personally, I think we are grossly overbought. We're not being driven by fundamentals. It's really a couple companies, if not AI, right? Everything is AI right now. Although the market is starting to get some better overall breath, which we talked about in our last market update. So here, look, it's about, you know, the idea of buy and hold, traditional asset allocation. I'm very clear in all my videos, I'm not a big believer in that. Why? Look at bonds, okay? Bonds are always thought of, if you're in a 60-40 portfolio, 40 in bonds, they've been a way to help us on downturns, etc. Well, guess what, right? So yields go down, prices go up. The other happens, right? So yields go up, prices go down, and that's exactly what we've seen. The last 3 years have been the worst 3 years in history for bonds, and holding them in your portfolio have been a real drag. So having a plan, for us, it's a go-anywhere process. Look for other options where you can still get that bond-like return, okay, we're using ultra-short bonds right now, less than 1 year, okay, because you're not having any volatility in that, and you're getting a nice yield. So make sure you have a plan for that. I ask clients all the time. The threat of rising taxes, we all know that the existing tax law is going to sunset. We're going to have a new one. No one, of course, knows what it is, but we anticipate taxes to go up. Why? Look at the deficit. How can you, of course, I said this before, they still came out with a tax cut, but it would be fiscally irresponsible. But everything lately has been fiscally irresponsible as it pertains to the deficit. So we'll see. But the bottom line is taxes should be changing as we go forward. And let's plan for that. Let's move on to our next topic. All right, March Madness, best time of the year, right? Right behind me here, you can see that's actually a piece of the floor from the 2018 championship. No, I was not there. I did go to the 16 championship when Villanova was there. Unbelievable experience, bucket list for everyone. So huge basketball fan. So let's correlate some of those things in March Madness into some retirement planning ideas, right? Predicting outcomes. Well, we all get our polls, right? And we're the best at it. And we got these different picks and we're going to win, right? Well, the chances of having a perfect score is very, very, very difficult. We see this every year. But this is why, again, forget about trying to predict. Let's have that financial plan that we talked about and then update it on a regular basis. That is the most important thing as we go forward. Number two, upsets. We love the upsets, right? Nothing more exciting. A couple years ago, UMBC, the big Princeton 1 year. Every year, there's always going to be upsets. That's what makes the tournament so exciting. So in this case, what's going to upset you? Some type of market pullback, big tax bills, things like that. Being prepared for that is real important. We talked about that in the last section, okay? Picking your favorite team to win it all. Who's been guilty of that, right? All of us. Same goes for stocks, right? Sometimes we have clients, they just have this one stock that is so highly concentrated. We know all the stories going back for our to the Enron years, right? Yes, you can love a stock. You could be a little bit overweight, but let's be careful with having too much in one stock. I mean, we have a company here. I'm not going to mention the name. A bunch of my cohorts bought it. Down 24% yesterday. That is not fun, right? So you want to make sure that you are diversified. Risky picks, right? The upsets we talked about. We want to have some of those. That's how you win some of these pools. I mean, same goes, okay, for your portfolio. It's okay to take, you know, some flyers, maybe something a little bit riskier, right? We have a couple biotech names in there right now. That's a sector that we like that has some upcoming approvals, right? Obviously some tech with lots of upside potential. So adding a couple risky picks is okay. Again, though, don't overweight it too much. Avoiding emotional decisions, right? When you're looking at pool, who do I hate? Well, who does everyone hate? Duke, right? You don't want to pick them or you don't want them to win because you dislike them. So get the emotions out. For us, taking emotions out is all about having a clearly and very definitive process. Okay, I talk about that in our latest market update. We talk about market cycles. We have our charts. We've got the options market now that we utilize to give us some direction. So we've got a very detailed process to take out those emotions, right? The element of surprise, right? You got to be prepared for that. Same goes with your retirement plan. Things happen, right? Big expenses, like we talked about, market downturns. But going back to those expenses, new cars, new roofs, air conditioning, whatever the case might be, right? Having and being prepared for that. Next up, mailbag. All right, so I always print these out and I do not read them in advance. So I'm going to answer these off the top of my head. So just had a new grandchild. We're probably going to be in the hospital. He's going to be in the hospital for a couple months. Sorry to hear that. Our daughter would love to take time off so she can be there with him, but their financial situation does not make that feasible. We'd like to pitch in, okay, to help give them some options. We're not sure what the tax implication would be to give that money. not to mention how much we can afford actually giving them. So a couple things. One, I think that's great, but going back to that financial plan, right? This is what we do. This is why we update it. It's a living, breathing plan. So if you need to gift and or help out a child $10,000, $15,000, what's the impact on your overall plan, right? As far as affording it, I don't know that answer because I don't know all your financial situation, but that's why we go through that process to make sure it doesn't affect you long-term. We also look at tax ramifications. Are you taking RMD, required minimum distributions? So a lot of factors will go in there to make sure that you make the best possible decision for you and your child and, of course, your grandchild, okay? Next up, Rose, it seems like every time I need to make a financial decision, I end up talking myself into circles, right? For example, I have some stocks that I think I should sell, but I have to pay taxes. Or another example, the investments in my 401k are probably too risky for my age, but I don't want to miss out. Okay, how do I stop going in a circle, okay? So let's talk about the first one, taxes. This is always an issue. Some people are okay with this. If you make money on a stock and you pay taxes, that's okay, right? You made money. Now, is it long-term, short-term? You have to look at that in the whole picture. So clients that have accounts outside of their IRAs, we run reports every month to see where they are on short-term, long-term, in their total package as far as their tax situation. So let's take a look at that, but it's okay. The other thing is discipline selling as that stock goes up and up and up, right? Taking profits along the way. I'm from the William O'Neill camp, right? You kind of have a max stock position around 3%. When you get about 20, 25%, trim a little. Take a little bit off the table. If it keeps going, great. Trim a little more, right? Same goes on the sell side. Having that discipline as well, okay? On the next one, you know, being too risky, you know, it's having risk tolerance, but it's just reviewing those assets every now and then, okay? Had this exact conversation with a client every day. A new client, they're sending me their 401k that they have at work for me to look at, and they're very aggressive. We're at all-time highs right now, right? Now, I'm not saying that there's any catalyst that's going to create a crash, but you're at all-time highs, we're overdue for a pullback, right, or a consolidation. Maybe it's a time to take a little bit off the table and then diversify in some other areas that we think have upside. Talked about healthcare, some of those commodities, oil-type assets. So it's just good to have a review on that every now and then. Next up, we got Charles in Massachusetts. He is 79, has been retired for 10 years. He finally has peace of mind about his financial situation. He's not worried about running out of money. But now, okay, he's worried he's going to have too much money, okay, more than $1 million that he'll never spend, and they don't have any kids. Should I start spending a ton to make up for 10 years of pinching pennies? I have regrets about not traveling. So, obviously, travel. Enjoy it. If you don't think you're going to run out of money, now again, going through that financial plan, you've heard me say that several times today, enjoy it. Enjoy it. It's your money. You've worked hard from it. Now, from there, you don't have children, but you should have some type of beneficiaries that you've thought of, right? Whether it's nieces and nephews, siblings, and charities. Maybe you're charitable-minded. Whew, that's a big word there. You have a charity that you like, okay? You want to look at that and then set up. You can do some different things on death. Set up some different trusts that will help that charity and be in your name. Maybe that's something that's important to you as well. So again, sit down with your advisor, come up with a game plan. How much can you save? Look at it over time. How much can be left over? And maybe plan to have that to those beneficiaries and or charity. As always, thanks so much for watching. This is Michael Loftus, Wealth and Wisdom TV and Podcast. See you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wealth and Wisdom Podcast. If you have any questions or would like to schedule time with Michael Loftus to review goals and or financial plans, please give us a call at 302-251-8901. You can also visit us at lwsde.com to contact or check out many resources, including our video blog. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe on your favorite app. We are on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and pretty much wherever you can find shows. Material discussed is for informational purposes only and is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice. Please consult your accountant and attorney for specific advice. Investment advisory services are offered through Loftus Wealth Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisor.